back to the Human Nature series, where we discuss Myers-Briggs, typology, cognitive functions, union analytical psychology, and social engineering. This is part of a four-part series that I'm doing on the cognitive function attitudes. So this will be part three and is a continuation of part one and two, where I discussed the perceiving preferences. So in these last two episodes, I will be moving on to talking about judging preferences and discussing how our cognitive functions show up differently for each of the 16 personality types based on their direction or attitudes or style, which will be either introverted or extroverted. So as you should already know from previous episodes, the cognitive functions we use take on different styles depending on whether they are focused inwardly, introverted, or outwardly extroverted. So just as all the extroverted personality types have certain traits in common, so too do the functions. So the first and most obvious commonality is that they're directed outwardly, so that makes them much more broad in their scope compared to introverted functions, which are inwardly focused and tend to be a lot more narrow. So this is exactly the same almost as just describing an introvert. So the introverted functions might lack in extensiveness. They do make up for in depth. So if you just as a quick recap to give you a brief synopsis of extroverted functions and introverted functions. The extroverted functions are directed outwardly, so therefore they're observable by others. They are broad in scope and extensive. And another thing is they tend to be working in real time, so it's in the here and now. The introverted functions are directed inwardly, so that makes them concealed from others. They are much more narrow in scope and they go deep and intensive. So they tend to be a lot more difficult to recognize, and this is a big reason for a lot of the mistyping within the community, because we tend to look at only the extroverted functions and ignore the fact that the person might be using a function that is introverted in attitude. So as you should also know, through discovering your personality type, we can determine which of your top four functions are directed inwardly and which are outwardly focused by observing your cognitive function stack. And to be honest, I think this is the only reason that we actually even, the main reason that we should be doing tests, taking the test or understanding these four-letter codes, is in order to get to the cognitive function stack, because that is the most useful part of learning Myers-Briggs. So seeing as there are two main ways to cognitive functions styles are for making decisions, judging functions, which are feeling or thinking. In this episode, we will be discussing thinking as a judging preference. This will be part three and the first episode on the judging preferences within this four-part series. So it is here that I'll be contrasting the two styles of thinking, which would be either introverted thinking or extroverted thinking. This is often introverted thinking is often referred to as TI. It's a capital T and a small I. And extroverted thinking I will be referring to often as TE, which is capital T with a small E. So seeing as we're doing thinking in this part, in part three now today, in the last and final episode in part four, I will be covering feeling as a judging preference by contrasting extroverted feeling and introverted feeling. and how these attitudes affect the ways in which we make decisions using feeling. But anyway, according to Myers-Briggs, there are two types of thinking: introverted and extroverted thinking. And here's a quick summary of their differences. Introverted thinking is more internally focused, while extroverted thinking is externally focused. Introverted thinkers seek consistency and logic. It's often nicknamed logic or accuracy, because they need that sort of consistency and organization in their internal framework in order to do what they do best, which is solve problems. Introverted thinkers like to solve problems on their own and to be given space and time to form their own conclusion. So to me, I always think of the saying, think for yourselves and question authority, when I think of introverted thinking, because I find that, well, I mean, the two types that use introverted thinking as their dominant function will be the ISTP and the INTP types. And they tend to be very independent, and they tend to like to make their own conclusions, logical conclusions. And the types that use it as their second or auxiliary function tend to also have a good grasp on thinking inwardly, or prefer that style of thinking, and that will be the ENTPs and the ESTPs. So basically, it's problem solving, but they focus more on categorizing concepts and theories, whereas TE users or extroverted thinking users will prefer to focus more on categorizing the outside world so that they can lead people effectively, or get the job done effectively and quickly. So introverted thinkers keep systems moving, while extroverted thinkers keep people moving. So extroverted thinking versus introverted thinking, more in depth, let's see. TI, introverted thinking, is a more implicit and subjective form of logic. So rather than looking outward and referencing objective standards, introverted thinking prefers to reason and form logical conclusions according to its own inner criteria. So introverted thinking users will spend ample time questioning underlying premises and assumptions. They're desperately seeking, but usually struggling to find firm footing. It therefore tends to be much more critical and reductive in its workings. Introverted thinking is very independent, like I've said, and these types tend to like to work alone, so they do not need any outside input in order to come to decisions. TE, extroverted thinking, by contrast, tends to be more confident, forward-moving, and quick to make changes and reforms in response to the latest data. So that is why it is also important to remember that the extroverted functions all operate more in real time. So indeed, we can see the sort of optimism and eagerness with the TE, in all the extroverted functions, actually. They are constantly adding and broadening, while introverted functions tend to be trying to reduce and go deeper into the subject. So while TE goes about expanding the number of thinking facts or policies, TI earns its respect and keep by criticizing or circumventing them. So one can find this TI-TE contrast in nearly any business or organization or family, because those on the TE side are always looking for ways to improve operations, which often will involve implementing new policies and procedures, stuff that they learned from the outside. Meanwhile, those in the TI corner, introverted thinkers, are pushing to keep things open-ended in the name of individual autonomy, which is really important for introverted thinking users. And we can see similar tensions in political discourse when there are debates over limited government, which is what introverted thinkers would prefer, versus government expansion, which is what is usually preferred by the TE, extroverted thinking users. So when working to understand TI, it can be helpful to compare it and contrast it with TE, and that is why I am doing this series in this style. So while all the judging functions, TI, introverted thinking, FI, introverted feeling, TE, extroverted thinking, and FE, extroverted feeling, all work to establish firm beliefs, methods, or values. Because introverted thinking is both an introverted and a thinking function, it is particularly concerned with things that are essential or foundational. Extroverted thinking, by contrast, is much more fact-oriented and therefore more comfortable with pluralities, and in this sense, TE users tend to look at things such as statistics, tend to listen to the thoughts of other people, and collect as much information as they can. So TI is reductive. It attempts to strip away particulars and boil down information so that only what is essential remains. Like in mathematics, TI seeks the lowest common denominator. TE, on the other hand, although also aligns itself with the scientific method, it tends to look at objective criteria or outside methods in general. So many TE users will put science on a pedestal, seeing it as humanity's primary hope for ultimate knowledge or salvation. While obtaining knowledge and solving problems are also of interest to TPs, but they tend to approach these matters less formally, and introverted thinking users, but they do it more on a more individual levels. They are much more aware of the notion that individuals can discover truth and wisdom through their own minds, through thinking for themselves, and through subjective methods of what they've learned and what they remember. So this is basically the age-old distinction between the extroverted thinking user, which is the scientist, and the introverted thinking user, known as the philosopher. TE orients its reasoning to collective standards and procedures, as well as imperative and quantitative data. I find I've met a lot of TE users, extroverted thinking users, that are amazing at speed reading. It's like they're able to pick out and collect like data from external measures. In a very, very quick way, and effective as well. So they are able to choose what is most, quantitative data. The data is collected usually under tightly controlled circumstances. Like the extroverted thinkers like to use controlled experiments in order to precisely measure the effects of manipulating a single variable. Science is a quintessential embodiment of TE, as evidenced in its heavy reliance on formal experimentation, measurement, quantification, and standardized methods. This is why TE users also rely so much on statistics. The workings of introverted thinking, though, are much more informal, holistic, qualitative, and subjective in nature. TI or introverted thinking is often labeled as nicknamed accuracy, and it is to me it's the definition of logic. In determining where and how to strike a nail, for example, TI uses a technique known as eyeballing, that is, quickly and informally appraising the situation, like the size of the hammer, the length of the nail, thickness of the board, etc., and makes adjustments as necessary with each successive strike. As an introverted function, TI relies on its own inner logic and manufactures its own ways of doing things. In many respects, this makes TI users much more versatile, and as a function, it's much more portable, because also it forms over time. Instead of having to reference external protocols and doing things by the book, which is what extroverted thinking does, TI is normally quite confident in its ability to spontaneously and independently figure things out. It's characteristically clever and innovative, and can hack in engineering or workarounds in nearly any situation. It's the ultimate independent problem solvers. So while TI is useful for navigating the concrete world and solving practical challenges, it can also be applied conceptually and theoretically, and therefore the nickname philosopher, especially when it is coupled with extroverted intuition, as seen in INTPs and ENTPs. It is largely the TI that compels these types to understand the essence of things, including their essential self, purpose, and philosophy. So TI can be seen as acting reductively in a quest for foundational knowledge, and is usually more holistic in its approach than TE is. TE, extroverted thinking, strives to reduce or eliminate the subjective contributions of the investigator in order to allow the facts to speak for themselves. Such an approach is characteristic of what we know about the left side of the brain, which is why TE is considered a left brain function. Conversely, TI trusts and embraces its own subjectivity, considering it a useful and necessary tool for discerning truth and gaining wisdom. Unlike TE, TI incorporates information from both sides of the brain. Its right-brained element imbues it with an openness that seems to be lacking in the TE approach. And since it is formed in the long term as well, and it's an introverted function, it seems to bring a lot more nuance to the introverted thinking user's perspective, allowing them to see things in shades of gray rather than black and white. Autonomous and work-oriented TI users are insistent on marching to the beat of their own drums. INTPs and ISTPs seem to be the most fiercely independent of all types. They lead with introverted thinking and are self-directed and self-taught. They follow their own lead with little need for external aids or prompts. Because their autonomy is so central to who they are very protective of their time and freedom. They can easily become frustrated when others try to coerce them or make demands. They instinctively just resist, even if mostly inwardly, actual or perceived threats to their autonomy and freedom. Consequently, though, INTPs aren't always the best team players. While they may go with the flow for a while, they eventually get restless and want to work independently. For it is only when TI users are alone, and have the freedom to do things for themselves, that they actually are at their best. As a judging function, TI is inclined to take life rather seriously. While some personality types see having fun as their primary life objective, introverted thinkers want more from life than just fun and games. They tend to bring a very work-oriented approach to everything in life. And they seek a central purpose in which they can consistently invest their time, thoughts, and energy. Before I forget to mention, when it comes to extroverted thinking, or TE, the personality types that use it as their dominant or first function are the ENTJs and the ESTJs. And the ones that use it as their second or auxiliary function would be the INTJ and the ISTJ. So, as an extroverted function, TE is readily identifiable in the presentation and in the expressions of these types. TE tends to be quite impersonal and focused more on things and systems rather than on people and feelings. However, these people are really, really good at organizing people, though, and delegating. TE users readily express their rational judgments. They literally think aloud and make logical judgments and decisions to the point kind of style, which can sometimes be perceived as being harsh, blunt, or tactless. TE strives to make the external world more rational, and they employ precise definitions, policies, plans, and procedures in order to make sure that the truth, in order to determine truth. From their perspective, nothing can be optimized unless we work objectively understand and control information with standard operating procedures. Extroverted thinking may also be drawn to teaching and training, and they enjoy work that allow them to order, organize, and manage information, people, or operations. Another characteristic of TE is that defining and measuring element. So TE approaches and structures things in explicitly rational ways. TE is also often nicknamed rationale, whereas TI is logic. And unlike TI, whose logic is holistic and consults both sides of the brain, TE hails squarely from the left hemisphere. So it's very systematic and explicit in its workings. Extroverted thinking views the world as comprised of myriads of systems, each of which can be analyzed and explicated in terms of rational hierarchies. So the better each system is understood and rationally observed, the more amiable it becomes to prediction, to control, and manipulation. And since modern science is founded on these kind of ideals, these are readily embraced by most TE types. Another characteristic of these types are just how systematic and methodical they can be, at times even perfectionist. They like to pay attention to the way things are ordered and ensure that they comply with the appropriate linear sequence or hierarchical structure. They tend to like to work systematically and get the job done. To them, the world is effectively a giant machine, a system of interrelated parts operating according to the laws of cause and effect. Quantification is another hallmark feature of the TE approach, and this may involve employing any number of objective measurements, benchmarks, statistics, and the like. To them, the evidence-based practice is the way to go, and they enjoy quantitative research. So, to them, it's common to hear TE users say, "Numbers don't lie." They tend to believe that formal research should serve as the bedrock of human knowledge and decision making. So the bottom line with extroverted thinkers is that they're able to compartmentalize various aspects of their lives. They can focus on what needs to be done when, regardless of other people's input. And they are found amongst many of our managers, leaders, and they keep us in line and moving forward productively. A weakness might be, though, that they don't go deep enough. Or they might just accept, they don't filter enough information like TI users would, and therefore just go with the status quo instead of really looking for the deep logical truth. So before I move on to discussing more in depth extroverted thinking, I would just like to explain a few more things about introverted thinkers, introverted thinking users. So these types are usually strongly influenced by their own ideas, and they often have these ideas don't always have their origin in objective data, but have subjective foundations. They feel perfectly at home when making their own judgments, but this function also serves as a filter for incoming information. So if something is perceived as irrelevant to its current objectives, TI will tend to ignore or dismiss it quite quickly. And due to this filtering propensity, introverted thinkers can be subject to developing what is known as tunnel vision. As Jung observed, with the intensification of his type, his convictions become all the more rigid and unbending. Outside influences are shut off. As a person too, he becomes more unsympathetic to his wider circle of acquaintances because of the subjectivation of consciousness. What secretly concerns his own person now seems to him of extreme importance. So introverted thinking can be pretty stubborn. They can be seen as a little bit stubborn, arrogant, too concerned with being right, and insensitive to outside input. And while it is true that TI users in some respect live in their own subjective world, they are not pure isolationists. Their extroverted functions serve to counterbalance this TI and prompts them to look outside themselves and engage with ideas using extroverted intuition, sensations using extroverted sensing, and people using extroverted feeling in the world around them. Some other characteristics of TI are that they can operate concretely or conceptually, works to discern underlying essences through nuanced and holistic logic, takes a serious work-oriented approach to life, prefers to work independently and autonomously, values self-direction, it develops its own methods and strategies, evaluates or filters incoming information to ensure relevance and usefulness. And potential interests of TI users would be any kind of independent self-directed project where it can involve analysis, critical thinking, problem solving, and strategy. So moving on now to discussing extroverted thinking, or TE. So these types seem to be highly skilled at organizing and leading people to work efficiently and effectively. That is why it's normally nicknamed as effectiveness. The extroverted thinker is very logical, whether challenging someone's ideas or providing reasonable explanations, training others' thought processes or following their logical reasoning. They are very quickly able to notice missing information and or any inconsistencies, and therefore they make great leaders. They are because this extroverted thinking, because it is happening in real time, I think they're able to compartmentalize various aspects of their life and focus on what needs to be done, regardless of what everyone else, regardless of everything else that's going on around them. They are normally found amongst leaders and managers in all types of organizations, and they are the ones that keep us all in line and moving forward productively to accomplish the mission. Extroverted thinking users tend to, like I've said before, look for statistics, look at statistics. So they tend to like status, and they tend to go with the majorities. Like they tend to believe that if more people, the more people believe something, the more true it is. So that, I guess, would be the difference between these two styles of thinking. And I'm looking forward to the next and last episode, which will be Judging Preferences Part 4. And I will be discussing feeling and how it comes up and shows up differently, whether it is introverted feeling or extroverted feeling. So, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one.